It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Coming up around 9 o'clock, this is juicy stuff.
I don't know if you remember, there is a YouTube vlogging couple. They're YouTube famous. Their names are Sam and Nia.
You love them.
I love them. I watch them every single day. But a couple years ago, there was a lot of controversy surrounding them. They had lost a baby. They miscarried. And then it was a day after they announced that they were pregnant.
Didn't everybody think that was fake? And like they did that for attention?
Yes. A lot of people, a lot of tabloids and bloggers and stuff called them out and was like, this couple is faking this for views. It was a super, super awful time for them in their life. And then right after that, I don't know if you remember that Ashley Madison hack. It was that website where...
Tell me about trying to hide that one. Yeah.
There was a website where married men can go to find women that will cheat, let them cheat on their wife with them. And during that hack, the guy in this vlog, the dad, his name was outed. And so that was a huge tabloid thing. Yeah, it's so crazy stuff. So we are actually going to be talking to Nia, the wife of this couple, coming up in the next few minutes that you're going to want to stick around for. And just basically secret life of a YouTuber, all right? They've got like 3 million subscribers, almost a billion views. So it's going to be interesting just to hear not only how they dealt with all of that adversity, but also just what it's like being a famous YouTuber.
Okay, as Alex mentioned, she's not a big football fan, but this is still pretty interesting stuff here. Like, oh, so that's why. I know Liv the Web Girl, you were actually beating the door down. Like, we've got to talk about this. I'm like, well, we're not a sports show, but this is way more than that. Listen to how, I hate to say the word juicy again, but this is intense. It's like, ooh, it's like reading somebody's text messages. We now know why. We got suspicious, but we now know why Pat McAfee quit the Colts. You know, he retired from football. It's like, the guy's got plenty of years left in his leg. He was one of the best punters out there.
Yeah, I always wondered why he quit.
Like, why did he stop? And then, if you missed the announcement last week, he's stepping away from Barstool Sports after 2 years. He was our neighbor, Radio Now.
They share a building with us.
Yeah, we're right there next to each other. So what if they had security that wouldn't let us in because Liv was all creepy and weird?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you did sneak out there to, like, spy on them.
No, I literally did not stop.
All right, check this out. Some of this is from Indie Star. They were talking about it, but Pat McAfee decided last week to end his partnership with Barstool, saying, quote, I began being to feel disrespected by the business people in the building. I've decided I don't want to make money for those folks anymore. Then on his podcast on Monday morning, he talked about feeling the exact same way a few years ago when he was sitting in the former Colts GM Ryan Grigson's office. On Monday after the Colts game on Thanksgiving of 2016, the Colts got blown the F out on national TV. It was the biggest turkey bowl of the day. That's like on Thanksgiving Day, they have all the big football games going on.
Yeah.
He said that's when Grigson asked him to come meet him in his office. And Pat said, you know, he thought maybe this is an olive branch, thinking, you know, if it wasn't for me, we'd be shut out on national TV because he did such a good job. He said, I'm leading the league in almost everything. I don't think I've given a return yard for maybe 2 months, 3 months. That means, if you're wondering too, when he kicks the ball, like, the other team can't even return it. He's doing it so good that he's giving his team time to get down there and make it so the team can't get any yards. So that's really good. That's important. That's a punter's job. He says, I'm the number two selling jersey for the Colts. I'm doing a lot of charity work in the community of Indianapolis. You know, maybe this guy, he's already fined him 3 or 4 times for different things, just dumb crap. You know, maybe he actually wants to get along and be friends. That's what Pat was thinking. Well, that did not happen, according to his podcast. He says, he goes, sit down. I'm like, whoa, okay, what's going on? You know, it's like, okay, this is going to be something that's not good. And the guy sat there and said, okay, we have a problem. So what was the problem? It was a picture that Pat McAfee posted on his social media the week before. Now, what do you think he posted? Because I don't know. Do you know what this is or no? Do you know what he put up there?
No, I don't know what the picture is.
He had the picture on a piece of paper. He slid it in front of Pat McAfee, and he slammed the desk, and he says, look at this. And at that moment, Pat's like, okay, F it. I'm done working here. Like, I don't want to be part of this team anymore. What
it's
do you
like
see?
Like him in a gym or something?
Yes, it was Pat McAfee, the photo that was taken of him. It was him in a football room for the Colts. It was him just doing like a pose. It was nothing inappropriate.
Like a selfie.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, a mirror selfie.
Somebody took it of him, but yes. And he pulled up the guy, Pat's contract and said, okay, here's the clause right here, blah, blah, blah. It's just like if we have contracts for our job, if they want to fine us or fire us. And it says, okay, well, I could fine you, you know, one of your paychecks, which is like $100,000 for one game.
Just for taking a picture inside a Colts facility.
Because it broke whatever he agreed to do. And he's like, because I took it in the football room? Yeah, he's like, well, it says right there you're not supposed to. So they just went back and forth. And this is where it gets absolutely insane. But that's when Pat made up his mind, like, okay, I'm done with this. But this is when Pat went all in. This is one of those epic things. Everybody talks about how you quit a job or what you say. Like, oh, well, I tell them this or I tell them that. I don't have the balls to do this, but this is incredible. All right, I'm going to read it, what it says. I said, you pay a guy $140 million and you can't keep him healthy. He's talking about Andrew Luck.
Oh, okay.
You know, he says, McAfee said, your offensive line is Swiss cheese. He's like, he's blown on his shoulder three times, and you're worried about this spit? You know, like Pat's photo, like, this is your biggest problem? He goes, what did you just say to me? Pat said, oh, yeah, I'm the best in the game at what I do. I wish you would do the same. Oh,
wow.
This is a moment he did not expect. He goes, you're going to walk into my office and disrespect me? Pat said, you called me in here. He said, I'm going to fine you a whole game check. And then Pat said, cool, bro, and literally walked out of the office. As he walked out, he gave me the get out of my office. I go, I'm already walking out. And here's the thing. It's just like, I didn't realize like that. Pat McAfee just had such a big, you know, big cojones right here. He said he walked down to the coach's office, Chuck Pagano, and he said, hey, if you had anything to do with that coach, you can go F yourself too. Dang!
Mic drop. Mic drop.
Slap it on the table. And the coach actually didn't know about this. So good for Pat. That's two situations, unfortunately, where he felt with the management previously with the Colts and then most recently with the behind the scenes, like management people at Barstool, where he's like, I don't want to deal with this anymore. So those are two different times he kind of quit or walked away from his job. And maybe you didn't do it that way, but how did you quit your job? How did you walk away?
Was it epic?
Oh, God. I'd love to hear your story. Or maybe just like you had a coworker that had an epic thing. I'll share mine coming up next. Do you have any stories or are you kind of lames over here?
My best friend didn't want to work at Build-A-Bear because she was really hungover and she was just over it. And so she had her mom call in and quit for her.
Wow.
We were 19 years old. We were in college.
First of all, I can't believe her mom would do that.
I can't believe her mom would do that.
Yeah, talk about psychos.
Mine's way crazier than that. But 317-239-1009. That's how Pat McAfee kind of quit, walked away from the NFL, and then last week walked away from Barstool Sports. What about you? 317-239-1009. I want to hear, like, I quit this murder!
I mean, I didn't quit, like, epically, like, I didn't yell or swear at anybody, but when I took this job to co-host the Joe and Alex show, I was under contract at another radio station, and they tried to sue me for $5,000, and they said, if you walk out of this door, we're suing you. And I said, okay, and I walked out. So, I mean, I just said okay, and I stood my ground, and I was real scared, but I did it. But, I mean, I didn't say anything epic like Pat McAfee did.
$5,000? I'd still be paying that off if somebody sued me.
Well, they wanted me to pay out of my pocket too. I was like, no.
Take that out of my paycheck, sucker. 317-239-1009. What is your story? How did you quit? How'd you leave the job? Let's go to Andrew on the south side this morning. Let's hear your story. What'd you do?
Hey, yeah, good morning, guys. So I was just coming back. I had my third daughter last year, and the company went through a round of layoffs. And so they called me in. I was only back about a week, very unexpected. And they said, hey, we've got to let you go, unfortunately, and we've had to make some cutbacks. And I was fed up with the company at that point. I kind of saw the writing on the wall, and I took advantage of my opportunity. I had the president of the company in the room and the senior vice president of sales, and I just let them know just everything that was breaking down with the organization, and I definitely threw a few F-bombs and let the New York come out of me a little bit.
Ooh, yes.
Did it feel good?
It was the greatest feeling in the world. I mean, it sucked immediately after, you know, realizing I got three kids at home and I had to go find another job, but I knew I had that covered. It was a real challenge was I had put everything into it for this company, and you know, they didn't want to take care of me as their employee. So I wasn't going to let them get away with that. I wasn't going to let them continue to feed their own pockets and not take care of the people around them. And, you know, continue to point fingers at people that weren't responsible for what was wrong.
Andrew,
so
man,
let them know.
That's awesome, man. I'm glad to hear that that you did that. Good for you, buddy. Thank you for calling in this morning. I have a little story. When I quit House Soft Cloth Car Wash, let me tell you about that. It was the greatest job ever. I was working part-time on radio, but I also worked at a car wash. It was a gas station, and we detailed cars.
Did you take a dookie on somebody's hood?
Exactly.
You said, watch this.
Watch what I'm going to do to your car. How do you like that wax job? No, I just remember, I think these are the best quitting when you quit in front of everybody. Everybody was like getting their gas pumped. It was a busy day getting car wash lined up. And I was like, I don't remember exactly what I said. I know I didn't swear because I chickened out, but I was like, this place sucks. You suck. I quit.
No way.
Yes. And I ended up coming back to work there about 6 months later.
What? They hired you back?
I was a good employee. I just had a really bad day. Yeah, I actually got hired and fired there twice.
Oh, so, wow.
But it was just funny because like everybody's like, damn. Like those public meltdowns to me are the best actual ways to quit something.